We are approximately a month away from moving. Our move dates are February 19th and 20th of 2021. And so really right around the corner, which is really exciting for the staff who have been involved for years, literally, in the planning process. So you'll see a multimedia marketing campaign as our way of outreach to the public and informing the public of the changes coming up. Our official opening date and time is 0001, or a minute after midnight, on Saturday, February 20th. So that's when our patients will start presenting to the new facility. Certainly there will be a flurry of activity in this month leading up to the move, with equipment continuing to get installed in the new facility, staff being trained on new equipment, new processes as we get used to our new building, and be ready for our staff. So our staff are ready to continue to provide the great care, but in our new venue. There'll be, of course, the closer we get to that transition date of the 19th and 20th, the amount of activity out at the new site will continue to increase.
And this transition is going to be sort of a phased thing. It's not shutting one facility completely on one day and opening the next on the other day. It's sort of going in stages. Is that correct?
Yes and no. It is kind of a flip of the switch with that midnight transition. However, we know we will have patients, or we expect we will have patients in both facilities for a period of time Friday night into Saturday morning.
Okay.
So, for instance, we'll have patients who are in labor. We'll have patients who are in the ER that Friday who, maybe present to the ER late on Friday night, and then we'll finish out their ER course and be discharged from the ER at the current facility. Certainly, we will have inpatients. We would expect, the number, we won't know until that day, but we may have some inpatients who are not able to be discharged that Saturday, and we will need to transport them to the new facility midday on Saturday.
Okay, and so starting pretty much that Monday when the normal workers go into work, they're going into the new facility?
Move activities aside,
okay.
Employees will start reporting to work four shifts, patient care shifts, at 11 p.m., you could say, on the 19th of February.
Okay.
Overnight that night, our ER will be ready to accept patients in the new facility, an OR for an emergent case, a C-section, those kinds of things. And then going forward, the employees will present to the new facility. So when you're thinking of clinic staff or some of the outpatient areas that don't function 24/7, then Monday, February 22nd, would be the first day working in the new facility for them.
Okay, and you bring up a good point with the clinic currently being a separate facility, and they're going to be moving into the same overall structure. As far as people like, not the ones directly providing medical care, but people like in the business office or the finance office, are they going to be moving as well, or will the people be staying in the current clinic for a while?
So in the current clinic, which we're renaming the Broadway building, there are some individuals who will stay. Eyes and optical department is one of those that will stay in that current building, as well as some of our other staff who have offices. In addition, after a period of time, approximately 4 to 6 weeks after the initial move in February, we will have staff who have offices in the current hospital who will be transitioning and moving their offices to the Broadway building. A two-part move or two different moves within a period of about 6 weeks.
As far as equipment goes, how much of the equipment in the new facility is new, and how are you handling any transitioning from one facility, say the clinic or the current hospital, to the new facility?
There is a mix of new equipment as well as equipment that we will repurpose or bring with us, if you will, into the new facility. So an example would be our inpatient beds. We will be moving those to the new facility. Imaging equipment is another example. Some of it is new, like the MRI machine that we will have in the building now instead of what people have been used to on the trailer sitting outside the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it will be brought over from the hospital or the clinic.
When the whole transition from the current clinic and hospital facility to the new one is done, like say give it a couple of weeks or however long, about how many people approximately will be employed in the new facility?
There will be a little over 200 employees who will be working at the new facility when we take into account all of the different shifts and roles that happen there.
What am I forgetting to ask about? What would you like people to know about that it hasn't even occurred to me to ask about?
On Friday, February 19th, we will have some modified hours in some of our services. The one we want to point out most particularly is on the 19th, our clinic will close at 1 p.m. for most services. The exception to that will be our walk-in clinic, which will stay open until 5 p.m., which is its normal time on that Friday.
Okay.
Closing a little bit earlier will allow our staff some time to pack up those last few items and be prepared for their move, which will primarily take place for the clinic on Saturday.
Is there going to be any sort of grand opening celebration at some point?
We will have a small ribbon cutting that week of the move. Due to COVID, we have to have limited attendance. There are also plans for virtual tours and grand opening that Catherine and our marketing team are working on. Even though we aren't able to offer tours at this point or a grand opening celebration, the public will find the staff is very easy to navigate and find their way around. So we certainly want to encourage them to make use of our virtual tours and be able to see the facility from that way, but we look forward to them being able to come to the facility in person and check it out when they have their next clinic appointment or need hospital services.
Okay, very good. Thank you.